Yeah, that's a
common thing. No.
a product of the public education system here in California.
Oh,
it is, and you know, one of the things that I think is interesting is I sat on the board of that evidentiary hearing for tomorrow, and we'll dig into that pretty quickly here. But listening through that 2 day testimony and some of the things that are going on, and just the fact.
And it makes you wonder, what do you have to do to get people to understand what's going on and aware of what's going on? I mean, they can tell you about a cat photo on Facebook, but they don't understand what their government is doing to the economy and to the people.
Yeah. I was having some interesting discussions with some folks about stuff like that. You know, exactly what you're saying is just this last week of is it people wanting to be oblivious because if they face the fact that their government is corrupt, then that whole American dream aspect is called into question?
Yeah.
Or is it, you know, like I know with even some of my own family members, it's, oh, I don't want to know what's going on. Stop telling me what's going on. I live in a happy world right now. You know, where if they know, then you kind of have this, you know, duty to do something about it because you know. So which part of it is ignorance truly bliss?
Well, until it comes and knocks on your door.
And that's the thing. That's exactly everything that I always come down to is people don't care until it directly affects them. Not indirectly, like your grocery prices went up, because that's always the big bad evil oil companies, according to the media.
Of course it is.
But, you know, if it actually comes and knocks on your door, suddenly you're going, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
What about my American right for blah, blah, blah?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with information overload. You know, in a way, the internet has reconnected us. It's the internet has shrunk the global community. I mean, people are so interconnected, and they understand those interconnections on a level that they never have before, but they don't know what to do with it. I mean, everything has become taboo. You can't do anything because somebody somewhere has an issue with it. And I was thinking about this last night, and the way that we are as Americans is, when you really get down to it, we are the most tolerant people on the face of the planet. We have huge arguments about social ideals, illegal immigrants, things like that. But really, what does the illegal immigrant argument boil down to is we're having to struggle with ourselves trying to decide how to properly bring millions of people into the fold of the American dream and turn them into good Americans and open the doors to liberty and freedom with them.
How to integrate them and still keep the economy, well,
yeah, how
going,
to, how
at
to
least.
Protect ourselves.
Yeah. How to protect everybody involved. It's not just ourselves, too, because if we were like, oh, you know, let's bring in all the illegal immigrants, but we're not going to give them any social programs whatsoever. They can't have citizenship, so they're just going to work under the table for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's probably not a very good idea, you know, because then you'd have a form of slave labor again.
Well, and for me, it all comes back down to our immigration system is broken.
Very, yeah.
And I think it's been intentionally broken by our government.
Mm-hmm. Well, it creates crisis.
It does. And
it never let a crisis get
it
to waste.
Creates talking points. It creates division. And as long as we're arguing and divided amongst ourselves, they're free to go and do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the kind of things that they've done when, you know, they're promoting the violence in Ferguson, when they're mm-hmm. you know, pushing things. And, okay, so now you're creating a division between the citizenry and the people that protect them. Okay, because are there bad cops out there and doing bad things, and are they going to go all over the internet when it happens? Of course. But for every one of those videos that you see, how many thousands of calls are there where that policeman saving somebody's life or protecting somebody's property
mm-hmm.
or, you know, any number of things.
Yeah.
So now you have your citizenry that's enraged at their protectors, okay? And you have the protectors going, I'm out there every day putting it on the line for you, and this is how you treat me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's these kinds of things that now that we have all of this information – now that we have all of this knowledge, we haven't yet developed the wisdom to understand and properly use that knowledge. I don't know. I was up last night thinking about.
I was sitting here like that's kind of deep. And my first thought is, does our educational system put any kind of an emphasis on the attainment of wisdom? Because wisdom isn't something that you learn. It's the ability to assess and critically think about what you see, create patterns, and come to a verified conclusion that would allow you to be a productive citizen. Does our school system even allow people to get to that point? And I would say no.
No.
And this is why. I took a critical thinking class in college.
Yeah, I did.
And I didn't critically think the way my teacher wanted me to, and I actually got booted from class one day. So,
yeah,
you know, I don't think that the American system is set up for that. So I think that the internet in that function is going to continue to cause division and detriment to the American society because we don't have that common sense wisdom of going, hey, one cop over here did this, but this guy just saved my kid from, you know, a car wreck. You know, or something like that.
And it correlates into a lot of what's going on. Okay, like mm-hmm. you take the price of eggs in California. They're going through the roof. Why are they going through the roof? Happy chickens.
Because happy chickens come from California.
No.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself on that one.
But. Okay. So now to buy an egg in the state of California, okay. You have to buy an egg that comes from a chicken that has a certain amount of space and is free range. And, mm-hmm. you know, and on the surface, you know, your immediate gut reaction is oh, yeah, okay, good. We're treating these animals great. But with a little bit of wisdom and a little bit of forethought,
yeah.
we're going to eat them anyways. That's what they're livestock. They're a product. They're not a human being. When you allow chickens to roam around on their own, they cause damage to themselves because chickens are retarded. If you've ever watched a pack of chickens, they'll break their own legs, they'll break their own wings, they'll eat each other.
Yeah, that's the thing too, is with the globalization and with, you know, California arguably feeding a third of the world, you know, on our good non-drought summers, you can't have free-range chickens for everybody. Because you have to globalize what you're doing. You have to.
And
you can't just do that anymore.
That's the key to the whole thing, is globalization.
Mm-hmm.
Is they want one size fits all, not only in the state or even in the nation. They want one size fits all globally, regardless of custom, culture, religion.
Mm-hmm.
It's
a one world order. Under the United Nations. And if you look at all the things that the United Nations is doing and how they're turning the heads of countries to go one direction, okay, I'm going to toss it out there, Agenda 21, okay?
And
you know, whether or not you actually believe it's true, go look it up. Go read it. Go listen to Paul Preston.
Just buy the, like, 600-page manual issued by the UN that clearly states what they're going to do with Agenda 21
mm-hmm.
and what they've done so far.
And then just use that wisdom that we were talking about, correlate, make patterns, and then come to a conclusion. Because there is something going on. And we can tell you what it is, or you can go figure it out for yourselves.
Yeah.
And that relates to Jefferson because carb. And we're going to come and talk about that right after the break. Yeah. Because that's affecting everything here. It really is. You know, where does your food come from? How does your clothing get here? How does gas get here? Everything
taxed on the air that you breathe.
Yeah.
And all of it is nothing more than to keep you down, control you, siphon your money out of your pocket,
mm-hmm.
and put it into the pockets of the people that are doing this to you.
Yeah.
They're not only seizing your liberty and your freedom, but they're making themselves rich while they're doing it.
Yeah, you are still the gem of California, but you've been impoverished. You're not poor.
That's it.
So think about that. We'll be right back in just a few minutes. If you have any questions or comments or anything like that, feel free to call in at 605-4567 or visit us online in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
We've got the right to choose it. There ain't no way. government is going to take care of you.
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
Attention all brides-to-be, if you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way. On Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. Over 150 professionals from caterers, florists, DJs, venues, officiants, wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, tuxedos, wedding cakes, and much more. If you're just getting started, what better way to plan that special day than to have everything you'll need under one roof? There's always something new and exciting at the wedding show, and you could win a special honeymoon trip. So gather up your bridal party and head down to the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, February 8th at Simpson University Event Center on Shasta View Drive. For more information, call 223-3868. It's the wedding show of the year.
So, Chris, Second Tuesday meets at the Cottonwood Eatery, February 10th.
You know, I lost a big cottonwood tree in the fire last year.
Okay. Not sure what that has to do with our dinner at that great little eatery in Cottonwood.
Just saying. So, don't they have great homestyle dinners and great desserts?
Yes, they do. Won't you please join us Tuesday, February 10th, for great food and good company at the Cottonwood Eatery on Front Street in Cottonwood. And 15% of the proceeds will be donated to Haven Humane Society to help us continue to support the abused and homeless animals. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you. Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montel Williams. During my 22 years of military service, I had the honor of working beside many brave service women. They are the fastest growing population of veterans, and they can be a great asset to your company. Women veterans are trained to take initiative, adapt to change, and they're quick to learn. If you're an employer or a woman veteran, call the U.S. Department of Labor at 866-487-2365 or visit careeronestop.org.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind.
Wants to rule the world. And it's true.
And they're doing it. And this is how they're doing it in the North State. Carb.
Well,
now that was an intro.
Okay. You know, everybody go ahead and put on your tinfoil hat now. Because I'm going to flat put it out there that the United Nations, the federal government, and especially the state of California are using the environmental agenda and environmental laws to seize and control our liberties to bring us under the umbrella of a new world order.
And who did that first?
That was invented by the Nazis in Germany.
Ching!
So everybody wants to know how the Nazis got into power and seized control of every aspect of their government. Environmental law. You know, and that's exactly what's going on here. And they're willing to lie. They're willing to fabricate science. They're willing to intimidate people into into not bringing this to light.
Well, you know, even it's not just, you know, the super high levels of government that do that. Think about all the places that we've gone in Jefferson. Yeah. How many business owners have been very quietly sitting in the middle of the crowd and afterwards go, "We really support the state of Jefferson, but don't tell anybody because our businesses will be affected."
Yeah.
How many times have we heard that? I mean, seriously. And that's local governments.
Yeah.
So it goes from top all the way to the bottom.
It does. The cancer has spread into every aspect of the body. It's like you said, it's from local government to, you know, the city to the county to the state level, and it's either they're aggrandizing themselves, you know, they're making money off of it,
mm-hmm.
or they're scared to say anything, or they don't get it, because on the surface it's designed to sound very good and very right.
Well, clean and air for our children and everything else.
Yeah, because our air is so dirty now. It's and okay. So this CARB hearing that we sat through for the last 2 days.
And for those of you who are new, that is the California Air Resources Board. They are an unelected group of individuals appointed by the governor. Aren't they?
Well, they're under the California Environmental Protection Agency, who is under the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. Basically, they are a regulatory and advisory commission.
So they cannot make laws?
No.
But
they cannot enforce laws.
They have made laws.
Yes. No, they've made regulations.
They've made regulations.
They've made rules.
They're more like guidelines than actual rules.
And what was brought to light and I'm looking into now is apparently mm-hmm. December 31st of last year, they granted themselves the authority to enforce those regulations.
So like the Supreme Court in 1803 with Marbury v. Madison.
Yeah.
Well, there's precedence there, technically speaking.
Well, we're still trying to understand the dynamic of how they grant themselves authority to enforce it. They have no police powers.
Yeah.
And essentially, they've granted themselves police powers, is my understanding of it. And like I said, I'm very early on into looking into this aspect and change to Title 13. But what we listen to is tale after tale, story after story of small businessmen driven out of business, out of people who have lost their homes, lost their livelihoods, mm-hmm. lost their families, lost their kids' college fund, lost everything because of CARB. We listen to the fact that CARB has completely failed to take into account any of that, has refused to sit down even with local bodies of government to discuss it as required by law. And one of the most telling things is we listened to testimony after testimony of how they have absolutely lied through the entire process and fabricated science. We listened to one guy named Dr. Dunn, double PhD. He's got a PhD in law and he's got a PhD in medicine.
So this guy is really smart.
Yeah, very, very smart. And he went through and explained the scientific process of how CARB came through with its data that small particulate matters, 2.5 microns or larger, are carcinogenic and, according to them, causes 450,000 people a year to die. Okay, diesel particulate matter.
Half a million people.
Yeah, I know. It gets better. So
I'm really confused. Okay. That's 500,000 people.
So how do they come up with these numbers? How do they assess this? Because at 2.5 microns, it's so small that they can tell that there's particulate matter there, but they can't necessarily tell if that's pollen or if it's dust or if it's diesel particulate matter or if it's bird feces or if it's I mean okay, they literally can't disseminate how much particulate matter they're disseminating, how much of that is actually diesel particulates, okay? Hmm. But yet they've gone ahead and declared any exposure to diesel particulate matters larger than 2.5 microns is carcinogenic and toxic.
Okay.
And potentially fatal. Okay. Now, how they come up with this is they have taken an arbitrary set of citizens. Okay, they've just said, okay, we're going to take this population group over here. They completely disregarded the general health of that population. Is it a healthy population to begin with? They completely disregarded any sort of lifestyle choices or health. Are they diabetic? Are they asthmatic? Do they have a history of heart disease? Are they smokers? Are they alcoholics?
So you have to have a whole family history to figure that one out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't even collect any of that information. Basically, to qualify, you had to be alive. Okay?
Well, that sounds about right.
And they,
you know, scientifically, right? You know, that's how they do scientific studies these days.
If you're carb. So the qualifier to pass the test of, you know, you're a good candidate,
uh-huh.
You're alive.
You're alive.
Okay.
It's only mostly dead.
So they disregard any other factor. Okay.
Jeez.
I mean, you could be working in an asbestos factory and that doesn't contribute. Okay. Then they made the determination that this set group of people are exposed to small particulate matter.
How?
Everybody on the planet is exposed to small particulate matter.
Okay.
You breathe dust every day. I breathe dust every day. We're all exposed to small particulate matter.
Okay.
Okay. So the second criteria, first criteria, you're alive. Second criteria is you breathe. Okay.
Would that be the first one or the second
Third
one?
Third criteria is you die.
Is you die.
So they basically made the assessment that these people are exposed to small particulate matter. These people die. Therefore, they are killed by small particulate matter. That is their scientific basis for this study they have done all of this on.
I really wish that I could have gone through school under these Common Core standards and that kind of science, because I would have passed.
It wouldn't. That wouldn't
ridiculous.
Even pass muster for my kid's science project.
Would that be your 4-year-old or your 3-year-old?
Either one. we're just sitting there listening to this, and we're flabbergasted. There's no control group. These are things that
basic,
we learned in basic, you know, like
fourth
earth
grade
and,
math,
yeah,
you know?
And
or science.
Life science and stuff. It's and they consider it a premature death if you die before the age of 74.
Isn't the average age like 68? Even here in the United States still?
Yeah. Yeah, so they extended the life expectancy out, and it's a premature death. And just really quickly here, the best example that I can give is on September 11th, 2001, in New York City,
There
was an extreme increase in air pollution.
Yes.
Okay, there was an increase of 3,000 deaths above average. Therefore, those 3,000 deaths were caused by air pollution. That's how CARB has their science.
That's interesting when you put it that way.
That's their reasoning. Never mind the fact that maniacs flew planes into two towers and killed everybody. Never mind the fact that the air pollution was from towers collapsing. According to CARB's reasoning, there was an increased amount of air pollution. There was an increased amount of deaths that day. Therefore, air pollution leads to increased amounts of premature death. That's what they've based this entire thing on. And this Dr. Dunn, who's a double PhD, went through and explained all of that. It's asinine. It's
you can't make it up.
You know, and these things are starting to come out because EPA and CARB have fought so hard to keep their science hidden. And now we're finding out why. Because they did it with crayons.
That's an insult to crayons. It's true. It's an insult to crayons.
And then, you know, we've got to get back to our break. But then The things that they went and did to try and prove their science after they realized.
And that will get you all fuming.
Yeah. It's.
Man, oh
it's
man.
So, their science was so flimsy. So they went. Well, we'll get into it after the break.
So if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in at 605-4567. I've lost connection in the chat room, so you won't get a hold of me there. But there are still people hopping around in there at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Your home. You served your country with honor. Now it's time to strike out on a new path forward. You're a veteran. You set the standard for character, integrity, leadership. And you've gained valuable skills. Skills employers are looking for. At jobcenter.usa.gov, you can get access to personalized services and the support you need to find the perfect career. This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montel Williams saying, visit an American Job Center today and discover your next opportunity of a lifetime.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
before, so I'm just letting it play for a little bit. I'm like, what? Welcome back actually, to this, Jeff's State of Mind.
You know, that's a good song for... that would be a good song for Mary Nichols, the president of CARB.
Yeah.
Well, this lady has been the president of the California Air Resources Board for 30 years. And even the LA Times refers to her as California's number one rock star bureaucrat.
I don't even know what that means.
It means that lady.
I feel so out of the loop.
That lady controls more power and budget than the governor does.
That, well, you know.
1,300 employees and a $635 million a year budget.
Holy.
That is quite a motive to make you lie about science and intimidate people, because if the truth came to light, it would all evaporate like an ice cube in the Mojave.
You know, absolutely true, but I don't think she knows half of it. She's too high up. I think that, you know, just like, you
she
know.
She invented it. This lady has been at work for 30 years, handpicking college recruits, people that can help her generate the science. People
do you think
that
she's been
can,
doing that personally, or
yes.
She has people doing it for her?
No, the testimony that I heard, I'm convinced that she has built CARB from the ground up, basically with her own hands, has created a criminal organization that has existed and committed racketeering for over 10 years. To me, CARB ought to be treated like the mafia under the RICO statutes. They're an ongoing criminal enterprise.
You know, most government agencies need to. But you have to give her some credit. If she is actually involved in the department she's actually working at, that's kudos. You usually don't see that in government.
She's dedicated.
She's dedicated.
We've got Sally on the phone here.
Good morning, Sally. How are you today?
Good morning, Kayla. I'm good. I just wanted to comment on what you guys are talking about this morning, the CARB hearings yesterday and Friday. They were epic.
Yes, they were.
That's all I can say. And, you know, relating it back to the state of Jefferson, CARB is one of the big reasons why we feel that we need the state of Jefferson, because there will be no CARB in Jefferson.
No.
Unless we will get rid of every single regulation that exists for CARB, because we aren't going to have a JARB in Jefferson.
A JARB?
A JARB, no.
We give
and
a jab
my comment.
To CARB,
elaborate on that, if you would.
Okay. Well, thank you, Sally.
Thank you.
And that's absolutely true, and okay, that is... Not sure what that was. But it is absolutely true, and one of the reasons that we want the state of Jefferson is to avoid things like this.
Yeah.
Because we up here in the North State are aware of these things that are going on. Our representatives are aware of these things that are going on, and they are powerless to do anything about it.
They can write strongly worded letters.
Yeah, and, you know, and kudos to the city of Reading. As you know, I am one of the strongest critics of the city council and the city of Reading, but they got this one absolutely right when they finally stood up and said, no, we're going to fight you on this thing. And it makes me proud that it was the city of Reading that finally took the stand. But in the state of Jefferson, absolutely would we not have CARB. And when EPA came in, like they did in California, to try and set up CARB as the crash test dummy, because they want to take this program nationally. Okay, we in the state of Jefferson would tell them to get lost.
Yeah.
Literally, the 10th Amendment, get out of here. And it's so invasive. And one of the things that I really wanted to get into is because last week we discussed how CARB and EPA had been testing on children as young as 10 years old.
Yep.
At UCLA and USC, that they were directly injecting diesel particulates and fumes into children as young as 10's noses at 60 times normal to try and present.
Well, 60 times the California Air Resources Board and EPA's regulation saying this will be carcinogenic at this dosage.
Well, no, according to them, any dosage is carcinogenic. Any amount can cause premature death. This 60 times normal exposure would be like if you were standing by the freeway as a diesel truck went by.
Gotcha.
You know, and you smelled the fumes. 60 times that. And they're directly injecting it. All the while they're saying any exposure can cause cancer, can cause heart disease, can cause lung disease, can cause all of these different things. Didn't tell the kids, didn't tell the parents. Paid them $25 for the study.
Kidding me.
Okay. Now, as more documentation is coming out, we've found out it was actually 10 universities nationwide, and it was places like Michigan, Michigan State, University of North Carolina, Rutgers, Ohio State.
Very reputable universities.
Washington University. A lot of these places, and it wasn't only kids. Okay, because once they knew that sooner or later they were going to have to cough up their science, and they knew how flimsy it was, and they knew that it wouldn't hold water, they were intentionally attempting to produce results by creating situations, exposing those most at risk to accelerated levels of particulates to try and induce a reaction. Children, University of North Carolina took elderly with known heart disease and exposed them to this, trying to get a reaction. They did things like take groups of known asthmatics, put them on an exercise bicycle, and had them riding this exercise bicycle to ramp up their heart rate and try to induce an asthmatic reaction while they're pumping diesel fumes into the chamber that they're in. This is sick.
Yeah.
This is absolute sick. And people say, why would someone do that? Why would somebody do that to people? Well, 1,300 employees, $635 million, and control of every aspect of life, and you get the headline rockstar bureaucrat in the LA Times. That's why people do things like this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's evil, it's corrupt, they know, they don't care, and they are so arrogant they think that they can do whatever they want regardless of the law.
Mm-hmm.
Because those tests that they conducted, according to the EPA's own rules who funded this, it is absolutely against the rules to conduct tests on children. It is federally and illegal in the state of California to conduct tests on human subjects unless there is the possibility of beneficial effect.
Mm-hmm. And that's the key, is there is no beneficial effect to putting your mouth on an exhaust pipe.
No. According to CARB, any exposure is deadly. And you're going to pump 60 times that amount into children. So which is it? Are you full of it, CARB? Or are you intentionally trying to kill children, elderly, and the unhealthy?
Mm-hmm.
Because there was another group of people that were big into environmental law who did tests like that. And those were the Nazis.
Yeah.
It's astounding to me. And these are the kind of things that they're doing to justify and putting small businessmen out of work, into driving up the prices of fuel, into cap and trade, which is the program that will be raising your gas prices, that will be raising the prices of products, so that they can funnel that money to a high-speed train to nowhere.
And condominiums in San Francisco.
And condominiums in San Francisco. And United States senators like Dianne Feinstein and her husband, who will be making $1 billion off the contract for a boondoggle rail system.
Mm-hmm.
They are poisoning the elderly, children.
The ill.
The ill. Yeah. For money. And it's sick. And this is exactly the kind of thing that we're fighting. This is what we're resisting in the state of Jefferson. And, you know, somebody on the council yesterday put it very clearly. And we need to come under this understanding. And this is what you need to change your thinking to. We're on a war footing with our own government.
Mm-hmm.
They are actively attacking us. They are coming after the citizens. They are conducting economic warfare. They are conducting warfare against our health. They're conducting warfare against our liberty and our freedoms, and we are on a war footing.
And that's the thing that I don't think a lot of people out there really understand is the generations before us. You always, you know, you look around and you go, how did we get to this point? Well, you gave up a little bit of freedom there. And your friend gave up a little bit of freedom there. And your parents gave up a little freedom here. So stop giving up your freedoms. Stop giving up your constitutional rights, because if you keep refusing to enact the rights that are given to you, those rights that stop the government from coming at your property, at your family, at your education, and all that. If you don't do something now, your kids won't even have the forethought because they're not being taught it anymore.
They won't know what it is.
They're not going to have any clue.
They'll read about it in books. They'll wonder what it was like.
Yeah.
They'll live in a socialist, fascist society and be taught about the failed experiment of capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they'll learn.
But the problem with our capitalist society, it's not a capitalist society.
It's not anymore. We don't have a free market capitalist system.
No. We used to. Yeah. We don't anymore. There are so many social programs and so many agendas going on. This is not a capitalist society. So if you're wondering, why is the economy not getting better? Because apparently Obama thinks it is. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not because we've ruined the system. We've ruined our economy to the point where you probably have to restart it.
Well, and that's
where Sovereign Minds comes in. They talk about that a lot.
Yeah. And that's where the state of Jefferson comes in.
Yeah.
We're not going back to business as usual.
No.
Because business as usual didn't work. Because if business as usual worked, we wouldn't be to the point that we are.
Yeah.
We want to move forward. We want to go back.
We're the new progressives.
Yeah, we're the new progressives. We know that we can harvest our resources smarter, more efficiently, cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
We've learned lessons. That's what progressing really is.
Yeah.
The people that claim to be progressives are the regressives.
Yeah.
If they had their way, they would happily have us living in huts while they drove around and handed out bags of rice. Because they're smarter than us. They need to be in control.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the thinking. And the state of Jefferson is where it stops.
Yeah.
We are on the front lines of this. We have watched this cancer spread. And we're drawing the line, literally. Drawing the line and saying no more. It stops here.
I hate that phrase. Don't say we're drawing a red line. Please.
I didn't say red.
I know, but I immediately saw lots of red tape flying everywhere.
But that's what the state of Jefferson is. This is where we take our stand and we say no. We are free, sovereign Americans who wish to maintain a sovereign state in contract with the federal government of the United States as outlined by the Constitution. And this is where it ends.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we've got to get out to a break. And then, Warren, if you can hold on until after the break, we'll get to your phone call.
You're listening to AM 1460 KCNR, and this is Jefferson State of Mind.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a big drop in fuel costs, and a lot of our customers are seeing the difference in their fuel bills. We have a lot of you picking up ethanol-free 93 for all the chainsaws, weed eaters, and lawnmowers, thanks to Al Saw Shop. Gary and Josh are the propane kings. They fill bottles like they're on a NASCAR circuit, no waiting. Johnny and Beth are still doing a lot of heater work, so call in and ask about the free estimate if you're thinking about trading up. Sherry is doing a bunch of pay-forward accounts, so give her a call, and that's working very well also. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, talk to Joe. And in Redding, the rest of us. Northern Lights Energy, where real people still answer the phone. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com. Stand up. Have you ever been there? Stand up. Identify. Stand up. Tell us all about it. Stand up. Testify.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where we've been talking really about CARB quite a bit today and how it relates to Jefferson, how the science is just junk science, and it's flashback to the Nazis back in the 30s and the 40s.
Well,
it does.
It touches about everything that we talk about. It's a perfect example of everything that we have a problem with in one neat package. It's very easy to...
one little box of crap.
You've got the corruption. You've got the evil. You've got the willingness to lie, the willingness to mislead, the willingness to intimidate anybody that stands up against it, all in the name of stealing money from you.
Well, not just money, but freedom, sovereignty.
Yeah. Things like
everything that is held in high esteem for an American way of life, they are eroding.
Yeah.
And they're not even your government.
No. They weren't elected. No one elected Mary Nichols. No one elected a single person on that cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. Yet they're dictating.
Yeah.
So
we'll run off to Warren. How are you doing this morning?
Well, this is not Warren. This is Lauren.
Lauren.
Oh, hey, Lauren.
Oh, sorry, bud.
Hey, how you doing? like you guys. Or like you read, I sat there, and most of the day, I sat there with my jaw on the floor for the first day. The infuriety that came out in me, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I just wanted to scream. Because keep in mind, you know, we live by a land of rules and laws. And, you know, what they have done, they've thrown mud, manure, whatever you want to call it, anybody and everybody that's died to protect this country.
I no longer have any trust or assurance that my government abides by the rule of law anymore. I have no more faith in that.
The fact of the matter is, you know, why do we have the Constitution anymore? Why don't we just throw it out the door? Because that's what they've done.
They are throwing it out the door. That's the key. That's where, as Jeffersonians, as Americans, we really need to stand up and say, enough is enough. This is our Constitution. This is our pact with you, the government. If you don't abide by it, we're going to have some major issues.
And that's where Jefferson does come in, is as our own state, we will declare our sovereign authority as a state under contract with the Constitution. To put a stop to you will follow the rule of law.
Oh, that is something that is just there. But the fact of the matter is these people, and I don't remember which congressman or senator put it in play, no more secret science. They wanted to keep the secret science out of the hands of everybody. And up until now, you know,
We got 30 seconds,
what
boss.
What they have done, they've lowered our self-standards. Our self-standards down to Bin Laden, ISIS, and all them, and the Nazis, and as far as I'm concerned. Now, I know I only got a few more seconds.
All right, yeah, we got to run, but thank you.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, I wish we had some more time to get into it. And stay tuned for Sovereign Minds, and we'll see you guys next week.
See you later, Jeffersonians.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Japan is in mourning today for Kenji Goto, the hostage beheaded Saturday by ISIS.
He was kind, soft-spoken, a gentleman with a wonderful sense of humor who cared about the people he reported on. He was never embedded with any army. He always was giving the voice of those who didn't have a voice.
A friend of Goto's on Sky News, the freelance journalist was captured by ISIS while on assignment. Japanese officials are vowing never to give in to terrorists. An unusually slow-moving storm is crawling into the Midwest, and it's expected to be the most widespread of the season. The storm gathered steam over the southern Rockies and is expected to dump more than a foot of snow everywhere it goes, on up into New England in the next day or two. That area is still recovering from last week's storm. One small town in New Hampshire...